it's always, we talk about our busyness. You know, we dismiss a lot of things, but it's good that even when, just like Steve, even when something's gone wrong and you're mad, you're kicking the ground walking out, you know, that God can change something that quick when he puts somebody in your path to always be just alert and ready to go. It truly is. Any more testimonies this morning? Anybody else? If you have your Bibles with you this morning, let's turn to the book of 1 John. And First John chapter 4. And you know, we have covered this entire book. We've almost been verse by verse, people, over these last few Sundays. And today we're all the way on to chapter 4. And I'm going to start, we're going to be covering 1 John 4, 7 through 21 is what we're going to be covering this morning. And it's amazing how God's love for us never changes. We experience emotions, we experience things that happen in our life, especially dealing with sickness now and everybody's uneasy. That's an easy word to use. People are uneasy now, a little bit nervous. Don't want to get sick by no means. And, you know, it draw near to God. Draw near to God now more than ever. Let's look at 1 John chapter 4, verse 7. Let's open up right there. He says, "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him." You see how he brings back up John 3:16 right there. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, as we come before you now, Lord, may our hearts be opened, Father God, and ready to receive your word to help us, dear God, take it to heart and to, Father God, truly be your hands and feet in a dark time. Lord, you've called each and every one of us to be a light, Lord, and that's exactly what we need to be. We need to be a light for you, not hidden under anything, but Father God, shining, to always be ready to give an account, our testimony, Father God, a lending ear, Father God, to listen, words of encouragement to someone who might need it. Lord, I pray that you will be with us as a church, Father God, as we move forward, as we, Father God, truly see you working. Lord, we mentioned so many on our prayer list this morning, Father God, so many. And dear Lord, you do know each and every situation, Father God. Each and every request, you know, even down to the unspokens, Father God. We ask as a church, God, that you'll lead us where you want us to go. Not where we want, Father God, but where you want us to go. May we never take our eyes off you, sweet Jesus. May we always, always look for those opportunities to share, to be your hands and feet, to be that light. Lord, lead and guide, direct us, God, as a church, Lord, who wants to move towards you. Father, these things I ask in your name. Amen. In 1 John 4 through 7, we see the absolute requirement of love. He says, living out godly love in a daily life is the surest sign that one has been born of God and that one knows God. The one who does not love God, thus that we should live in love, is clear. Look at what 10 says right there, and we'll go 10 and 12. This is love, he says. Not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. 12 says, no one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God is in us and His love is made complete in us. If you actually look back to John 13, 34 and 35, Jesus says, a new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. Now, we've used the word over these past several weeks, love, tons of times. I have said it. From here, God is love. Remain in God. Remain in His love. We've talked about it. But does anybody ever ask the questions? At some point in time, the disciples would have had to say, Jesus, how did you show love? Think about all the times that the disciples have been with them through all this. And let them think about it. I did this little thing. I kind of researched it a little bit this week for us. How did Jesus show love? I came up with seven different ways that Jesus showed love. Now listen to this. Healed the sick in love. Amen? Back it up with Scripture. Matthew 14, 14. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, He had compassion on them and healed their sick. Point number two. Jesus raised the dead in love. John 11, 35. Lazarus. Jesus wept. Once more, deeply moved, came to the tomb, and it was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. He raised Lazarus in front of all those people, in front of the disciples. Number three, Jesus fed the hungry in love. Matthew 15, 32. Jesus called His disciples to Him and said, I have compassion for these people. They have been with me for 3 days and have nothing to eat. I do not want to send them away hungry. Number four, Jesus preached the kingdom in love. Mark 6:34. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, He had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So He began teaching them. Number five, Jesus casted out demons in love. Matthew 8:16. When evening came, many who were demon-possessed were brought to Him, and He drove them out with a single word, and He healed all the sick. He healed people right in front of them. Number seven, Jesus interceded for His disciples and the church in love. John 17, my prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me. Number seven, Jesus gave His life for the world in love. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He sent His one and only Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. We see the perfect example of love. We know the different ways that Jesus showed love. He expects us to show love the exact same way. To help, to have pity. As you're Christian, let the Holy Spirit lead you to those things. Look at what He says right there in the next step. 1 John 4, 11 through 16 right there. Remain in love is what He tells them. Look at what He says. Dear friends, Dear friends, I'm sorry, I might have picked up wrong. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives us and His love is made complete in us. 13, this is how we know we live in Him and He in us. He has given us His Spirit. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent His Son to be the Savior of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, then God lives in them and they in God. And so we know and rely on the love that God has for us. How do we get that complete love that John's describing to his church? How do we get that complete love? Well, let's talk about this for a second. Who in here does spring cleaning? I mean, come on, right? Everybody, right? You kind of, maybe a little bit. Or maybe you go in there and you clean out the closet, right? Okay, you know what I mean? You take off the stuff you hadn't worn in a year, and you might be goodwilling in a bag, and then you take it over here, and you put it by the door where it sits for 2 months, Tanya, and then you say, oh, that's the Goodwill bag I've been working on. Or you clean out the cupboards. You get rid of the old ratty towels or whatever. Nobody's doing this. Brother James, I know you are. You and Nancy, y'all spring clean. But taking an inventory of what we have, there's nothing ever wrong with that. Amen. There's nothing. We need to know exactly what we have. And a lot of times, over the years, as the years pass, we say to ourselves, how did I get so much stuff? How have I gotten this much stuff? Where is it all came from? I don't even remember buying this. And maybe it's in a box still. And you say to yourself, how did I even come across this? Spring cleaning means getting rid of the old things and possibly getting something new. Does God need us to spring clean our hearts? Oh man, yeah, He does. A lot of times, things that have come up in our past, or maybe it's things that hold us back a little bit from truly letting go, or sharing God's Word. You know, we go back to the story of Moses, and we see how I wasn't eloquent in speech, Lord. I say the same thing to myself. Y'all know how many times I fumble in front of y'all with my verses, and I get it, and I go home and I kick myself for it. I do. I mean, it hurts me because I'm like, they so deserve better, God. But I mess up. I'm just human. Is all I am. We all mess up, though. There's not a single one of us in this room that is perfect. By no means. The only one that we serve is perfect is God. That's it. He's the perfect one. All the rest of us, we all fall short of the glory of God. But look at what he says. He says, how do we get that complete love? It comes by spending time with Him, in His love, in His time, taking account of what's in our heart, Lord, confessing it, pouring it out, letting it go, no matter what that may be. John's telling his church now, if you back up a couple of chapters and look, he had people infiltrate the church that were bad, that were teaching the wrong thing. Remember he said, they came in among us, but they weren't part of us. Then they left us. His church has been rattled. Our church has been rattled with COVID. It has been. Because we have a lot of people scared now. Some of my people I still have calling, telling me they're nervous to come. I understand. I do. I plead with them. I pray for them. That's why it's so important for us right now to not only have church right here, but to have it during the week. To call on these people. To let them know you're thinking about them. To let them know. Give them that chance. Let them know that you love them and that you're praying for them, that you're thinking about them. Just give them that word of encouragement. Because just like in Steve's testimony, some people just need that word. I'm so glad Steve talked to that young man. And he just probably needed somebody to listen to and somebody to let him know that it's okay. God loves you. God's got you. There's other people. Look at what just happened to me in there. Look at what he continues to say in his word right here. He says, we love. Pick up in right there. I'm sorry, guys. Right there at 17. This is how love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world, we are like Jesus. There is no fear in love. There's no fear in love. But perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. What stops you from sharing Christ to somebody? Fear does. It does, no doubt. Because you might say, back in 1976, I did something really bad that I don't feel like God could forgive me for. I'm not good enough to share. It could be anything like that. We see a lot of times fear creep in the back door when it comes to stuff like that. That we're not good enough, or that our testimony isn't quite right, whatever that case may be. I'm here to tell you that when Jesus died on that cross for our sins, they were for every one of them, east to west. It doesn't matter. They're forgiven. So you can move past it. And you can lie forward on what God has right in front of you, what you're ready for. What's God leading you to? God is love. We know that. We've covered that. Have you asked Jesus, what do I need to let go of? What do I need to get out? What do I need to grow closer, to reevaluate, to spring clean, to take an account of? Those different things. To say, God, what do you have for me, God? During this time, during this roller coaster ride, global pandemic and all, God, what do you have for me? Has God been getting our attention on something? Oh, amen. Yeah, I feel like He has. Is God in control? Absolutely. Amen. He is in control. Each and every numbered hair on your head, He knows each and every one of them. Look at what he says right there. 8:19. He says, we love because He first loved us. Whoever claims to love God, yet hates a brother or sister, is a liar. For whoever does not love their brother or sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. So let's think about that for a minute. It reminds me of the story of the Good Samaritan, right? Everybody remember that story? Let's flip back to Luke 10 real quick. Luke chapter 10, just a couple of books back. Not a big deal. Everybody can flip there. Luke 10, we're going to look at verses 30 through 37. Luke 10, you can hold your place right there. Luke 10, 30 through 37. And we see the parable of the Good Samaritan. And I went back, and when I read this, look at what he says. I'm going to pick up in 30 is where I'm going to pick up. It starts at 25. It says, in reply, Jesus said, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. Look after him, he said, and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have. Jesus said, which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers? The expert in the law replied, the one who had mercy on him. Jesus told him, go and do likewise. Each and every one of us, want to be perfected in God's love. It comes by asking Jesus. It comes by spring cleaning our hearts, getting out what may be holding us back from truly being God's hands and feet. There was a story that was sent to me this week that touched my heart is what it did. And I don't have my phones down there. So there was a, back in the day, the ships used to go back and forth in port. And captain of the ship took his family on one of the voyages. And they were traveling across, and he had several of his children were with him and his wife, and he had an 8-year-old daughter. Well, just so happened one night a storm all of a sudden came out of nowhere and it hit the ship. And they said things were tossed about back and forth, and containers had crashed down, and water was getting on the floor inside. It was a bad storm. And people were waking up and all the commotion, and they were getting dressed, not knowing what was going to happen. And the little girl awoke out of her cot and had said, "What's going on? What is happening?" And they said, "You need to get up and get ready as quickly as possible. A storm has hit the ship and we might be going down." And she asked, "Is my father on the deck?" And the man replied, "Yes, your father's on the deck." And that little girl laid her head back down, and with all the commotion and everything going on, within about 2 minutes was back asleep. Her father was on the deck and in control. God gives us that same assurance that He is on deck for us and that He has us. All we need to do is trust Him. The last part of 1 John 4:21 says, "And He has given us this command, anyone who loves God must also love their brother and sister." Almost must love their brother and sister. Show God's love this week in all that you say, in all that you do. Remind yourself the 7 things I covered. Look at how Jesus showed love, and we can model ourselves after that. Let's close today. Father, we thank You, Lord, for this time that we have, God, for Your Word, dear Lord, how You teach us, dear God, to live in the light, how You teach us, by God, how to live in love. Lord, may we all be found in Your favor, being Your hands and feet, God, and demonstrating and showing that love to others, Father God, especially when they need it the most, God. Lord, help each and every one of us as Your children, God, to model that behavior. Lord, again, I lift up everybody on our prayer list, Father God. You be with each and every one of them, Lord, as we start our weeks. That, God, may we find somebody to share the good news with. Be with us in all of our decisions, Father God, that we make. Dear God, may we look to have Your will done and not our own. Lord, we love You and we thank You. These things I ask in Your name, Father. Amen.